From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins.
And I'm Nigel Payne.
This week, Nigel has, well, he's just flown in from Miami. And you landed a couple of hours ago. You've been at Learning 14 in Orlando. I don't know whether my heart bleeds for you or whether I'm just very, very jealous of the fact you've been in Orlando. No, seriously, well done. You're completely jet-lagged, and you've been working really hard over at Learning 14. So, Nigel, tell us a bit about what you were doing there and what you picked up.
Okay, Martin, I'll do my best, and as I seep into incoherence, we'll terminate the interview. Learning 14 is an amazing event. I think it's unique in the world. There were just under 1,700 people there, which in itself is pretty unbelievable. And it's a combination of 174 parallel sessions of an hour each, and then about five big stage keynote sessions. And I had the honor with Elliot Maisie to, I do the closing keynote with Elliot. I did the last half an hour on the big stage for everybody, which was a good conversation, really, about learning personalization. We talked a lot about small technology and small apps and linking them together. We talked about flexibility and agility and all sorts of other things. Elliot also talked about the fact he's just ordered a Tesla, which comes in December, but he only did it as an experiment. And if you believe that one, you'll believe anything. But what are the highlights for me? Well, maybe four highlights. One was the 30 under 30 group. Elliot always invites 30 people under 30 who pay a very heavily discounted conference fee, and they have to apply to come to the conference and really enjoy and explore the event. And what happens, of course, is the fact that there are 30 people way younger than most of the other participants, they actually change the event. And I love their energy. And I ask them at the end, I do the debrief with them at the end, and what they said was one of the overwhelming sensations was the amount of failure that they talked to lots of people about pressure, things that had gone wrong, pressures on the organization, pressures on the learning operation in organizations. I thought that was very, very interesting. So part of their takeaway was learning to bounce back from failure, learning to learn from failure, and learning to see failure as not something that is shocking and awful, but something that is actually an opportunity. The highlight keynote for me, there were two. One was Robin Roberts, who no one's ever heard of in the UK, but she's the presenter of Good Morning America. She's about a 50-year-old black American woman who grew up in the South in a very poor environment, and she's now this big superstar. But what was interesting was just talking about her learning, her personal learning, and her personal determination to succeed. She wanted to be a journalist, and she wanted to be a sports journalist, and she just kind of stuck in there through her life, learning more and more and more, building her competence, and eventually getting onto ESPN. And then from ESPN, she went to Good Morning America, which is on ABC, I think, that channel. So she's a very well-known figure. But I love that kind of American self-development and self-determination and people identifying themselves as learners without embarrassment or shame. The second highlight for me was Ken Robinson was there. And I've always been a fan of Ken Robinson. He's slightly interesting in a US context. You know, that people don't get his irony. But you know, he's a guy who's stuck with the same message about creativity, about enabling, about liberating. And I thought all of that message was good for people to hear. And he never once mentioned technology, which was in some ways a blessed relief. But at the end of it, one of the discussions I had with Elliot was about curiosity. And what I was saying to Elliot was that we're probably going to have to start working out how do we engender curiosity rather than deliver a course. If we can get people curious, they will work it out themselves. But you know, no one's ever done that. No one's ever worked out how you make people more curious. And it was exactly linked back to what Ken Robinson was saying, that curiosity was the lifeblood of the future. And the curious will survive, and the uncurious will probably not survive. But very interesting that things that kind of fell flat, one was MOOCs. People, yeah, this, I think you're right, Martin, when you say that the term MOOC has suddenly lost validity. Mm-hmm. No one really knows what it is. And I heard some very bad things about all the sessions on MOOCs because they were ill-defined and people didn't get what they wanted out of them. Now, and people don't want a description of what a MOOC is. We're fed up with that. We want more practical stuff, just like you delivered in the webinar that we both did recently. And I suppose the other really enduring memory, I suppose, of the conference is that you get 1,700 people all working in corporate learning. You never get that many people together. And there's an amazing closeness of view, closeness of outlook. You feel good about it. And it didn't really matter who you were, where you came from. The issues were the same. And one of Elliot's guests, he brought over this Afghani girl who's 21, who goes to the American University of Kabul. She got a scholarship and she had to travel for 3 days from her village on dirt roads to get to Kabul. And she started a debating society in the university for women. And she entered debating competitions around the world online, not physically. And the Taliban went to the principal of the university and said if she didn't close the debating club, she would be shot. So the principal called her in and she kept going. And the principal said, you've got to stop. So she stopped the debating society. And one of the things she announced at the conference was after, I think, a year, she now feels brave enough and safe enough to relaunch the debating club. But when you see someone like that, the odds she's overcoming, the work that she's doing, you know, she's an amazing person. And I think everyone looked at themselves and thought, I may have problems, but I think they're slightly pale into insignificance. No one has threatened to shoot me for learning. But she was an inspiration to everybody. But there was actually, on big and small scale, lots of inspiring stories. Now, everyone seems to be working with less, smaller budgets, fewer number of staff, bigger challenges, having to deliver stuff much faster, much more exacting standards, much more increasing demand on what people want, much less tolerance of not delivering, much less tolerance of not being able to account in terms of impact. No one cares. I really think we've turned a corner. Happy sheets are dead. Mm. they were interred along with Donald Kirkpatrick. Now that we don't care about those anymore, and hardly anyone is still talking about all of that nonsense. And there's a real sense of experimentation. Now, the number of small apps that people were building into the learning environment was really inspiring. Now, and the day when we wait for the LMS to come up with the upgrade 8.03 and all of that stuff, that's all gone. You know, if it's not gone, it's going. We're looking, we want now, and there's always someone out there who's prepared to deliver now. So I came away from it quite uplifted about what's going on, slightly, not jaundiced, but slightly wary that nothing new, nothing pointing to a direction, just a whole bunch of little pointers that come together to show that the industry is actually alive and well, full of really good people. Maybe that is the message, that no big waves, no big changes, just consolidation moving forward in lots of really, really interesting ways. So, I always come away having learnt an awful lot, but this time, you know, I came away kind of quietly confident in the future and what can be done. And a lot of people said, you know, you ain't seen nothing yet. And that would be my kind of mantra at the end of it. You ain't seen nothing yet. There's some real excitement on the way. So Elliot announced Learning 2015. It'd be very interesting to see what has changed over the next 12 months. As usual, less and more. There will be fewer big things, loads more little things than I imagined. And I hope some real progress on some of the ideas that people talked about.
Great. I think that's what an amazing sort of run through a very big conference. And I would take out from what you've just said this idea of this is kind of what it is to be human, actually. It's kind of that they're the things that resonate out, you know, these stories. I know it tends to happen through keynotes, but actually it's this idea that we can be more curious and we can take control of our own sort of destiny in terms of how we learn and what we learn, and we can stick at it and you can get reward for that. I think, you know, we've always known all of that. And I like the idea that organisations are beginning to, you know, potentially pick up on that more now than they ever have done. So it's not about the courses and the happy sheets. It's about what it is on a more human level to get people being more curious and engaged. Yeah. So brilliant, Nigel. Thank you very much.
On that happy note, I think we should end.
Yes.
Quit while we're ahead. Thank you, Martin. From scratch.